We'd stay about a week usually, or 4 or 5 days, and it's such an unusual trip up there because the snow got about, oh, no telling how deep there, and you know, we weren't used to that deep snow and just stayed on there for several days, and that made it awful unusual. And that lake, that big lake there at Cleveland, Ohio, was frozen over, and it looked like a big old, well, I was so green and ignorant about anything like that that we're riding along down the bus, on a bus, downside of that. Is that Lake Erie at Chicago?
I believe it is.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, sir.
I'll be at Lake Erie. Anyway, we were riding on a bus, sightseeing down that lake. And I looked out there, and you know, it is froze in the rough. You know what they call freezing in the rough? And the doggone waves on the lake had froze. And it looked to me just like a big old black land field that had been rolled up with a big middle buster, and it all froze over, you know. I mean, that's what it looked like, a big old black land field. It looked like dirt to me, you know, but it is over waves. Is ice, you know, and rolls, you know, just all over that lake. And I was so ignorant, I didn't know what it was. I said to somebody, there's a woman right sitting right by me, just explained to me what it was. She says, that's that lake frozen in the rough. And then she had to go explain to me what the rough was. That was the ice, you know, just, while it was froze, while it was waving, you know, and just kept building up. And did you know they do that?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either till I saw that. Didn't have no idea, but I've heard since then about it, you know. And I mean, it is just as rough as a, you couldn't have walked across the framed ice hardly, because it's just in, looked like it's that high in ridges, you know, all around, all over it.
About 2 feet?
Well, it looked like, just looking out across from the bus, it looked like it, you know. Of course, we wasn't right up to it. And then we made some awful interesting trips that interested me at Atlantic City. Went to Atlantic City, you know, that boardwalk, that is an interesting thing to me, that boardwalk. We were there when it came a storm at Atlantic City, and blew about 4 miles of that boardwalk away. I believe they said about 4 miles away. Blew it slap away. By golly, it blew it in the ocean, I guess. And we had to come out of there for miles and miles to get to our train to get out of there, because the railroad had washed away. You know, it just tore up Atlantic City, that storm that we had while we were there. And we were right there in that hotel and during that storm, you know, and of course, We knew it was bad, but it didn't bother us a bit in the world. We were in a good hotel, and where we were, it didn't bother. But we went about half a block out to the boardwalk, and along the boardwalk blew away, but not right down where we were. So in other parts, it did.
Where'd you catch the train finally?
Well, I don't know. We just went out to where, where it could come into, you know, to get us.
Was there a place to catch it there?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember now. I don't think it's a regular place. I think it just come in to where the railroad wasn't washed away. We just got on it, you know. I guess we was on a special train. Most of the time we went on special train. We'd have a taxi special, and it would go, and we went to Chicago. I think made about 2 trips to Chicago, and we made to St. Louis. We went to, I know we made 2 conventions in St. Louis. And we went to San Francisco once or twice. And we went to Miami twice. We made 2 trips to Miami. And then we made lots of trips, what we call the 3-state conventions, which include Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. We'd go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Tucson, Arizona, and places like that, you know. Places that I'd never been. In fact, just every place I went, I'd never been unless it is one I'd just been on one of those conventions before then, you know. And it was interesting to me, you know, to go and meet the people and see the ways that they're doing and everything, you know, in those different states, different between there and there.
That must have been a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. And then we hadn't been going to but just one or two of them until we got to knowing so many people from so many different states, you know. We knew people from all the states in the union, I guess. We'd meet them and talk to them, you know. We'd make it a point to. We wore our badges and gave our names and our state